the history, because I think people really need to meet the new head coach over at Whitman Hanson. And you briefly touched on your experience, and I know you're being humble because that's the nature of a hockey player. But so now I'm asking you if you could just educate us a little about your background and, you know, stuff like that, so people can really get to know the new head coach over at Whitman Hanson.
Sure. So I was born in Chicago, and I'll try to make it kind of short.
No, that's fine.
Too much, but I was from Chicago originally. That's where I played all my youth hockey. I grew up playing elite AAA hockey my whole life. Like I said, I had an older brother who did the same and went on to play juniors in the NHL and played Division III in Wisconsin. I was on that route. You know, I was putting myself, I guess you would say that, you know, there's always what ifs out there. Well, where could I have played after? But I unfortunately had an injury when I was 16 years old. I just gotten back. I actually went through state and regional tryouts for the U15 USA Hockey National Camp. And unfortunately, 3 months after that, when I got back and went into my season play, I fractured my elbow and that kind of ended my career. It's tough. You know, when you get to that age and you're playing some serious hockey, you know, I was gone Thursday to Sunday twice a week, going up to play in Michigan and Milwaukee and Pittsburgh and Ohio and around the Chicagoland area. Playing serious hockey like that, it becomes a way of life, and because you want to play at the next level. And I had some looks, had some people, you know, reaching out. Unfortunately, when I fractured my elbow, it kind of halted my career. I had a long talk with my father. My father just, you know, he's a real humbled guy as well, and he said, you know, he can always coach someday. You've always had a vision in mind for the game, and you can always be a coach. So don't think that it's the end of your career, just it's the end of your playing career. So I kind of took that kind of to heart, and I was actually a junior national golfer as well. So I went to college and actually played golf. Instead of hockey, but I stayed with it. I would always try to go up and watch my brother play in up in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, in the Wisconsinland area when he was playing college, and I kind of kept my mind around the game. And then when I got out of college, I was graciously enough I accepted a position in the sports marketing branding, kind of youth hockey grassroots with the New Jersey Devils.
Oh, wow!
NHL team. So I went and worked for the Devils, New Jersey Devils, for 10 years. And when I was there, the owner of the Devils at the time, Jeff Vanderbeek, he also owned a club team called the New Jersey Rockets. And that's how I got started, because he moved some of his organization and teams down to our practice facility where the Devils played, and that's where our front offices were. And I just kind of got to know the guys at the organization, the club organization, and that's when I got my start coaching about 12 years ago.
Excellent.
I was developing kids at the midget level, which is like the U18s, and then the Bantam level, which is more like U16s, U15s, U14s. And then after a couple years of kind of learning how to be a coach and kind of trying to hone in what my philosophies would be and trial and error with them, I had some great mentors that helped me coach along the way. John Sorg, one of them. He played for the Hershey Bears and kind of played in the AHL there, and kind of learned under him, and I learned under some other guys that I really got to know, and started developing my own philosophies that way. And I ended up running their whole U9 organization, U10 organization, and really working on skill development and kind of trying to make kids as good as they can be and get them ready for the next level. And, you know, I was able to, you know, it's always great when kids get done playing for you and they kind of keep coming back to you. But then when they move on and you see them playing juniors and prep school and all that, it really kind of makes you think that you are kind of doing the right thing. And then I was coaching there for about 8 years. And then my wife's from South Weymouth.
Oh, so that explains it.
Yeah, and we met you.